Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. Most of us probably have some sense of the economic value of the ocean as a function of local fisheries, certain food products, and shipping. But very few of us have the broader perspective of the total contribution of maritime enterprise to global finance or to our national gross domestic product. In many regions of the world, Southeast Asia, for example, the nations depend greatly on the sea to facilitate trade and development and sustain their communities, both inland and coastal, through port operations, vessel construction and repair, transportation, food production, offshore oil and gas, and coastal tourism. The rich maritime history of the Andaman and South China Seas reveal an astonishing record of exchange through Arab traders and other seafarers who introduced different technologies, European markets, and the influential spiritual ideas of Islam, Buddhism, and Christianity. That history takes modern form in a full range of maritime activities in 2006, accounting for U.S. dollars $352.8 billion. Recently, the Southeast Asian nations undertook assessments of this industry, for the first time in defining and including all aspects, calculating economic value, and measuring offsetting effects of environmental degradation. The methodology defined five types of value: direct use value, indirect use value, optional value of goods and services for future use, existence values, or what people will pay to sustain the environment without use, and bequest value, or the benefits from ensuring that certain resources will be preserved for future generations. The studies defined the maritime sector into categories that included living resources like coral reefs, mangroves, seagrass, fish, and other marine species, non-living resources like oil, gas, salt, and energy, marine support activities like shipyards, fish processing for export and insurance, tourism, and defense, surveys, and pharmaceutical products derived from the sea. Against this total was deducted an estimated annual cost of environmental degradation, such as coastal erosion, oil spills, and the impacts of tsunami. This complicated calculation represents a model and first attempt to understand the full range of a national maritime enterprise that can then be included as a realistic, meaningful part of gross domestic product that can serve as a true baseline for growth, for comparison with other economies in the region, and for a better understanding of the nation's correlative place in the global economy. The ocean percentage of national GDP of the industrialized nations, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, France, United Kingdom, and the United States, falls between 1 and 4%. By contrast, in China, it represents 10%, and in Indonesia and Vietnam, 20% or more. Employment in the ocean economy runs at roughly parallel figures. These results are not so surprising when the diversity of the industrialized economy is taken into account. But the numbers are nonetheless significant, and when added together into regional totals, indicate that the developing countries play a disproportionate role in maritime industry worldwide and in the global economy. These analyses are useful in many ways. They provide a full catalog of services associated with marine endeavor. They provide insight into future development and investment as populations worldwide continue to grow and to locate along the coasts. They provide guidelines for policy and regulations to sustain these benefits and to protect them from indifference, financial uncertainty, and natural disaster. And they show how the developing and industrialized worlds interrelate as competitors, partners, and managers of the sustainable ocean. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory. Online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.